From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A judge says a man charged with killing three people and injuring others at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs last year remains mentally incompetent to continue with his case. Judge Gilbert Martinez made the ruling yesterday based on a report from the state mental hospital. Another competency review is scheduled for mid-November. A proposed hike in Colorado's minimum wage has made this year's ballot. KRCC's Tyler Hill reports.
Secretary of State Wayne Williams has certified a ballot measure that aims to increase Colorado's minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2020. The proposal received the required number of signatures to make statewide ballots this November. The current minimum wage in Colorado is $8.31 an hour. If passed, the ballot measure would raise that amount by nearly $1 next year. The minimum wage would then go up 90 cents a year until 2020, when it would reach the proposed $12 an hour. The measure is one of four that will definitely be on the Colorado state ballot, along with two technical changes to the state legislature and a proposal for universal health care. For KRCC News, I'm Tyler Hill.
Park officials have closed the Rock Canyon Swim Beach at Lake Pueblo State Park until further notice due to red staining along the shoreline. Biologists have determined the discoloration comes from a single-celled organism known as a protozoa. Park officials have closed the beach while tests are underway to determine if the protozoa is harmful to people. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.